Ever wonder what really goes into pricing a photograph? You've got this incredible art form, but then there's the business side, which can feel like a whole different beast. Today, we're diving deep into that world with insights from photography veteran Don Giannotti.
Don Giannotti.
He's got years of experience running an agency, sharing his wisdom through books and workshops and the works.
And what's fascinating is that Don doesn't sugarcoat it.
Okay.
He tackles this head on,
Okay.
saying that technically a digital photo costs nothing to make.
Okay, wait a minute. I get that digital files aren't like physical film you have to develop, but nothing? That just seems
It's
wild.
almost like a magician's trick. The cost is hidden.
Okay.
Don's point is that while hitting click might seem simple,
Right.
it's the tip of the iceberg.
I like that.
Think back to the days of film photography.
Okay, yeah.
Every shot meant money spent on film,
Oh, yeah.
developing the whole nine yards.
Right.
That tangible cost was baked into the perceived value.
So you're saying that because digital seemingly removes that direct cost per image, it can mess with how clients value the photographer's skill. Okay.
Suddenly,
Yeah.
everyone with a smartphone thinks of themselves as a photographer,
Right.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Sites like Shutterstock and iStockPhoto come into play,
Yeah.
offering images for a few bucks.
Right.
Don really wants photographers to understand how this shift impacts their pricing decisions.
It's like this weird catch-22.
Yeah.
Technology makes amazing photography more accessible,
Right.
but that accessibility can lead to clients undervaluing the expertise behind it.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that's where Don gets really passionate about photographers knowing their worth.
Okay.
He tells this great story
Okay.
about someone trying to haggle the price
Okay.
of a brand new Toyota Sequoia.
Oh, wow.
You know, that big, beautiful SUV.
Oh, I can already imagine this.
Right. Imagine someone walking into a Toyota dealership and saying, "I'll give you a quarter of the sticker price for that Sequoia."
Oh my
It'd be
goodness.
laughed out the door.
Right.
Don's point is that photographers deserve that same respect for their pricing.
It's about confidence,
Yes.
valuing your expertise.
Knowing your worth.
But how do you actually walk away from a client who just doesn't get it?
Don emphasizes that it's not about being rude,
Right.
but about recognizing when a client isn't the right fit.
Okay.
If they're not willing to value your time,
Yeah.
your creative vision,
Right.
your years of honing your craft,
Right.
then it's better to politely decline the project.
So it's less about convincing someone and more about finding those clients who are already aligned with what you offer. Okay.
And that's where Don's pricing strategies become super interesting.
Okay.
It's not just about slapping a number on your work, but strategically positioning yourself in the market.
Right. So we're talking about finding those dream clients who truly value your photography. How do Don's pricing strategies play into that?
He's got a whole arsenal of them.
Right.
But one that really stood out to me,
Okay.
especially after that car analogy,
Right.
is line item bidding.
Line item bidding. You mean like on those home renovation shows where they break down the cost of like each cabinet door?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about transparency.
Okay.
Instead of giving a client one big scary number,
Right.
you're itemizing everything. Let's say you're shooting a portrait session.
Okay.
You've got your shooting fee, of
Right.
course,
Right.
but then you break down things like editing time,
Okay.
maybe an hour per image,
Okay.
assistant fees if you have someone helping,
Right.
even location permits or props.
So it's not just about being more upfront with the client.
Right.
It's about helping them understand everything that goes into the final product.
Exactly.
Okay.
It creates a whole different dynamic.
Okay.
Suddenly,
Yeah.
it's not about haggling over one big number.
Right.
It's a collaborative conversation.
Oh.
Maybe they want to trim the budget.
Right.
Well, they can see directly what that means,
Right.
whether it's fewer final images or a simpler location.
Don mentioned that he's pretty firm on his shooting fee being non-negotiable. I can see how line item bidding makes that easier to communicate. Like, this is the value of my expertise, but let's discuss the other variables.
And it
Okay.
protects both of you.
Okay.
The client knows exactly what they're paying for,
Right.
and you're not stuck absorbing hidden costs.
Okay, so we're getting into the nitty-gritty of pricing, but Don also gets kind of philosophical about it, right? He brings up this book, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. Now, I'll admit, I haven't read it, Is it about cameras now?
It's not about cameras directly, okay. But it talks about this idea of quality being subjective.
Right.
And Don connects that to photography in a really interesting way.
Okay.
What one person considers a masterpiece,
right.
Another person might scroll right past on Instagram.
So how do you navigate that as a photographer? It feels almost like a catch-22.
Don's point is that you can't be all things to all people.
Right.
You have to educate your clients,
yeah.
Guide them to understand your vision and what sets your work apart.
So it's like that old saying, you don't want to be a starving artist.
Right.
But you also don't want to compromise your artistic integrity to appeal to the masses.
Exactly.
Okay.
It goes back to finding those clients who vibe with your style.
Yeah.
Who get it.
Right.
And that leads us to another point. Don feels strongly about working for free.
Okay.
He's totally against it.
Yeah.
But he's a huge advocate for pro bono work.
This is where Don's values really shine through. He believes in the power of photography to make a difference.
Right.
But he's adamant that photographers shouldn't undervalue themselves.
Absolutely.
So it's not about being stingy.
Right.
It's about respecting the profession.
Right.
Okay.
Right. He even said, if I am shooting without compensation or money,
right.
Then I get full creative control.
Right.
It's about setting boundaries.
Right.
But when it comes to pro bono work,
yeah.
He's all in.
Yeah.
He actually photographed Muhammad Ali twice.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Talk about using your talent for good.
Yeah.
Did he talk about that experience?
He did.
Okay.
He said it was incredibly humbling.
Wow.
And that Ali had this quiet charisma that was captivating.
Wow.
It showed how much he believes in using his skills to support causes he cares about.
That's a pretty powerful example.
Yeah.
So we've got line item bidding.
Right.
Understanding the subjective nature of quality,
yeah.
And then using your skills strategically for pro bono work. What other pricing strategies does Don recommend?
One that's super relevant, especially in today's digital landscape,
yeah.
Is the idea of branding as a pricing strategy.
Okay.
Think about it.
Right.
When you're known for a specific style or niche,
uh-huh.
You can command higher rates.
Mm. It's like if you want those dreamy, sun-drenched wedding photos,
right.
You go to so-and-so.
Exactly.
Or if you're a band that wants gritty, high-energy concert shots,
right.
You know exactly who to call.
Exactly. Specialization.
Right.
Don actually uses the example of a band photographer.
Okay.
They're not for everyone.
Right.
But the bands who love that style will seek them out.
Yeah.
Willing to pay a premium for that specific vision.
It's so much more powerful than just being a photographer.
Exactly.
You become the go-to person in your niche.
Right.
Which probably makes marketing yourself easier too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're not trying to be everything to everyone.
Right.
You're attracting those ideal clients who are already on board with your aesthetic and your pricing.
Okay, so this has been super insightful.
Good.
But let's get practical. We've talked about branding and finding the right clients.
Yep.
But how does a photographer actually put a number on their work,
right.
On their time?
That's where the rubber meets the road.
Okay.
Don is a big believer in knowing your numbers.
Okay.
Inside and out.
Okay.
And he doesn't just mean what you want to make.
Right.
But actually understanding your costs.
Yeah.
Your profit margins.
Right.
Everything.
Knowing your numbers, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds a little intense.
Right.
Like I'm decent at math.
Yeah.
But is this something I need a spreadsheet for?
It doesn't have to be scary.
Yeah.
Don breaks it down really clearly.
Okay.
Start with your costs.
Okay.
Think about everything you spend on your photography business in a year.
Okay.
Camera equipment.
Yeah.
Software subscriptions.
Right.
Website hosting. Even those business cards you got printed.
Okay. I'm getting flashbacks to my tax return prep.
Right.
Yeah.
But stick with me. It's worth it.
Okay.
Once you have those costs.
Okay.
You need to figure out your profit margin.
Okay.
This is essentially how much you need to earn on top of your expenses to make this whole photography thing worthwhile.
So it's not just about breaking even.
Right.
It's about actually paying yourself for your time, your creativity, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Don gives this great example.
Okay.
Let's say you want to earn $4,000 a month after covering your expenses.
Okay.
You need to figure out how many shoots you can realistically book and complete each month.
Right.
Then calculate how much you need to charge per shoot to hit that $4,000 goal.
That makes so much sense.
Right.
I think a lot of us, especially when we're starting out, get caught up in the excitement of booking shoots, but don't always connect it back to our overall financial goals.
It's easy to do.
Yeah.
And Don has another nugget of wisdom that's super important here.
Okay.
Don't forget about taxes.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Taxes are the worst.
Yeah.
But so important to factor in.
Right.
So we're talking about costs, profit margins, taxes.
Yeah.
It feels like we're going beyond just photography tips.
Right.
This is like business school for creatives.
And that's Don's whole point.
Okay.
He's adamant that being organized and business savvy isn't just about crunching numbers.
Right.
It's about setting yourself up for success in the long run.
Okay.
It's about getting out of that feast or famine cycle that so many photographers get stuck in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see the bigger picture here.
Right.
It's about feeling confident and in control.
Yeah.
Not just creatively, right, but also financially.
Exactly.
Yep.
Having clear contracts that outline everything from payment terms to usage rights,
mm-hmm,
knowing how to invoice promptly,
right,
and having a system for tracking your income and expenses.
Right.
These aren't just boring details.
Yeah.
They're essential for peace of mind.
So you're telling me that a little bit of organization up front can actually save me from a whole lot of stress and headaches down the road.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And that frees you up to focus on what you love most.
Yeah.
Creating amazing photography.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive.
Good.
We've gone from the philosophical aspects of digital photography to practical pricing strategies to like full-on business advice.
And it all ties back to Don's core message. Photography is a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Full of ups and downs.
Right.
But if you equip yourself with the right knowledge and tools,
right,
you can navigate those twists and turns with a lot more confidence,
right,
and even enjoy the ride a whole lot more.
He said it perfectly.
Yeah.
So as you're reflecting on this deep dive,
right,
I'm curious, what resonated most with you?
Yeah.
Was it a specific pricing strategy?
Yeah.
A mindset shift?
Yeah.
Maybe a new appreciation for spreadsheets?
Or maybe it's that story about Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah.
That was definitely a highlight.
For real.
Yeah.
The point is, there's so much valuable wisdom here to unpack.
Absolutely.
Take what resonates with you.
Yeah.
Put it into practice. Yeah. And remember, mastering the art and business of photography is a journey, not a destination.
Well said.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive.
Okay.
Until next time.